Hey, today we have with us Sharon from Orange County, and she's going to tell us a little bit about herself and how she came to see Dr. Tong and what health issues she had to deal with. How are you today, Sharon?
Really good. I first came to Dr. Tong after the birth of our first child about 3 years ago, and I, for the first time in my life, had severe lower back pain, and it was a result of picking him up in the cradle, changing, bathing, that kind of thing. And I saw Dr. Tong's infomercial, and I thought, this sounds good. And
now, did you see anyone else before?
I've seen chiropractors. Mm-hmm.
And did that help at all?
It didn't seem to, stick, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it would come back.
But you only went to chiropractors?
Yeah, that was it,
mm-hmm.
pretty much, yeah. So after five treatments, when I first came in, he said, you know, I can take care of that. And I was like, great, let's
mm-hmm.
do it. After five treatments, I didn't need any more. And I've never since then had lower back pain like I did then.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was very happy about that. So I knew whatever he did worked for me. And then after that child, we decided to have a second child. And that was 3 years later, where we are today. Well, almost today.
Mm-hmm.
After about 7 or 8 months of trying to get pregnant, I started to have irregular bleeding and menstrual cycles, and my gynecologist said, oh, don't worry about it, you know, it'll fix itself.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew deep down that there was something more to it, and
right.
it was probably preventing us from getting pregnant, and I wanted it to take care of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I came to Dr. Tong for that, and after about 3 weeks, the bleeding was under control. And I skipped a menstrual cycle for 1 month while I was doing treatments with him, and then my cycle began normally again. And I would say from the beginning to the end of that treatment, it was probably 2.5 months, and I stopped treatments, and then the next month, so in the third month, I ended up getting pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
So my husband and I were very happy about that, and if you hear any gurgling, it's my son next to me. And so, in addition to the treatments, though, I want to say I had whole food supplements that I was taking that he recommended that helped fertility,
mm-hmm.
and I took those all along, and I took these whole food supplements throughout the pregnancy
mm-hmm.
because I didn't feel the prenatal vitamin that I was given with my first child was effective,
mm-hmm.
And that seemed to help also. It was a very healthy pregnancy, and I was very happy about that.
Good.
Yeah.
Now, did you have, I remember you saying you had some type of infection? Or
yes. Interestingly enough, I went into the birth of our second child into the hospital very healthy, and they took a urine sample and decided that I had a bladder infection,
mm-hmm.
and I had no symptoms. So I was very concerned about that, but I was in the middle of labor, so I agreed to take these antibiotics. And I went home continuing to take the antibiotics, and I all of a sudden realized my system was not what it was.
Mm-hmm.
After that, I got a breast infection. Then I got some yeast infections, and I knew that this was like an escalating thing and that nothing was going to change unless I eradicated synthetic drugs and antibiotics and once again
mm-hmm.
came back to homeopathic remedies to
right.
help. And that's why I've been recently seeing Dr. Tong for that, just to cleanse the toxins from my body that
right.
caused, you know, from all the antibiotics.
Right. And so they've given you an antibiotic
for something that I didn't,
that you didn't have.
I didn't feel like I had any symptoms,
mm-hmm.
but they said, oh, you're going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
You'll start to feel it. We're catching it early in the bladder infection. And, you know, no symptoms ever came to pass, and they'll probably say it was because of the antibiotics, but I really believe I didn't have
right.
an infection to begin with.
And you ended up having other infections.
Yes, other infections started to come as,
mm-hmm.
I think, a result of it depleting my system from just natural flora
mm-hmm.
And its natural balance,
mm-hmm.
and that was very frustrating for me.
Right.
So I'm feeling really good. I've had four treatments to just cycle out the infections as well as the toxins and some of the homeopathics
mm-hmm.
that you recommended. And
now, how are the how are your infections? And are those gone now? Or?
I don't have any.
Oh, you
right
don't
now.
Have any. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in fact, I came to him also early this week because I thought I was getting another breast infection on the
mm-hmm.
other side, and after one treatment, I haven't experienced any sensations like I did before.
Great.
So, yeah.
Good. Okay, and how's your baby? Your baby?
Baby is very healthy, mm-hmm. and that was another reason I wanted to come, is I was concerned. All these antibiotics, every doctor said, don't worry, it doesn't affect the baby. Mm-hmm. Well, how can you ingest something, and I'm breastfeeding, mm-hmm. and have it not affect the baby?
Right.
So I was concerned that this was creating not only toxins for my body, but for the baby.
Right.
So.
So it seems like you're on the right track.
Yes, I definitely believe I'm on the right path.
Mm-hmm. So everything seems to be working well.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Well, great, Sharon. Thanks for sharing your story with us.
You're very welcome.
And we will update you on her progress shortly. Okay?